Final hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase here on this Tuesday afternoon. Hope everybody's having a good day to this point. Darren McFarland and Chase McCabe with you. Let's over to West End, where we were last week in the press box at the Hawk. We enjoyed that last week, but we're now going to talk with head football coach Clark Lee. The birthday boy is on the line with us. Happy 39th birthday, coach.
Well, listen, there's a little bit of misinformation out there. Because I spent my 40th, I guess it was the day before. It was 39 last Wednesday with Robbie and Rex Road that morning in the Hawk, and then 40 last Thursday, the 11th. So, unfortunately, I am already over the hill, and I'm on the descent now. And
wait
so,
a minute. We do have some missing. In fact, I saw Brett McMurphy, I think, is who I saw this morning, who tweeted out, "Happy birthday, Vanderbilt's Clark Lee turns 39 today." And I was like, "Oh, cool, we got Coach on today. Wish him happy birthday."
I love it. And what I need to do is carry this information home so that I'm celebrated once again today. I think, honestly, because when I took the job, there was a lot out there about the 38-year-old head coach. And somewhere posted online, it might have been like a Wikipedia or something like that, that had my birthday as not my birthday. So that's probably what Brett was reacting to. And I'm all for it, though. Why not celebrate it twice, honestly?
So you're 39 or 40?
Yeah, I was going to say, so I don't even know the age anymore. I'm so confused. How old are you? You're 40?
Yeah,
or you're 39?
I'm 40 years old.
So let's look this up. So this is incredible.
Because Wikipedia says 39.
39 on November 11th, but then when you read your Wikipedia page, it says born on November 16th.
Right.
What in the world?
I don't know how one goes about correcting the Wikipedia, but maybe we should just scrub it now and update it.
That is
wow.
That is crazy because literally right before the show, I saw Brett McMurphy's tweet about your birthday, your 39th birthday. And I was like, oh, cool. I'll tell you know, we'll start the interview with saying happy birthday, coach. And
well,
you know.
Listen, you're a few days late, but it's appreciated nonetheless. I just got to tell you, those are things that, you know, when I showed up to my office last Thursday, November 11th, to celebrate 40, I wanted to have the most inconspicuous day that's ever been had. And right when I walk into the lobby, there's big gold balloons that spelled out 40. And then I open the door to my office and some of our young staff had filled the room with balloons. So there was every meeting I had was where we were kicking around balloons to sit around the coffee table. There was no getting around 40 hitting me right in the face last Thursday. So it was celebrated appropriately, but I'm good with let's continue it going because might as well.
Well, this is a prime example of misinformation because that would be the fastest birthday in the history of birthdays, according to Wikipedia, for you to be 39
not ready
on the 11th.
Yeah.
Yeah, and to be 40th on the 16th. So that is, that's bad, bad info. So nonetheless, congratulations or happy birthday, happy 40th birthday. And we were over there on Wednesday, and Robbie and Rex Road had the morning show. We followed up with our show over there from the press box at the Hawk, and we did have athletics director Candace Lee on, and she was talking about the renderings, and then poof, Friday she was going to do a meeting, you know, discussing, you know, we know about the plans, and then Friday it came out, the renderings of the football stadium and what it, you know, can look like moving forward. What were your initial thoughts when you saw that?
Well, you know, obviously I sometimes get the sneak peek, and
you do.
And
you should.
But I was so energized for those renderings to get released. I think I feel like it just defines the moment we're in, and you know, obviously, just like you guys, I've been around the program and, you know, native of Nashville and followed the program, and you know, I know there's a number of people that you know, it was important for them to see those diagrams, to see exactly what this is going to look like, to take this from concept and actually put it to paper and say, this is what you're investing in, and this defines the moment that we're in for Vanderbilt, and specifically for Vanderbilt football. And Vandy United is going to impact everyone, but like, you know, look, I've got a particular interest in one of the programs. But no, I, you know, to see the stadium, to get a feel for how that space is going to be, you know, reimagined, to think about, you know, what it's going to feel like to be in new spaces in the stadium, to feel how the environment shifts as a result of this effort, I think is going to be awesome. And then you talk about the day in, day out, benefit of the new facility. I mean, Jeff Neely being shut down and having that be walking past, mm-hmm. you know, the power lines being taken. I mean, it's going to be first class. And for this block here, we're going to make a statement about Vanderbilt athletics and Vanderbilt football. And we go from functioning in a building that's been around since 1990 to, you know, having something that's state of the art. And I think as college, the landscape of college athletics, the landscape of college football has changed and is changing. I think this is quite a statement about where Vanderbilt wants to be as things get reimagined here. And so, yeah, I'm thrilled, obviously, and I'm excited for people to see it and excited for people to jump in and support it, because I think for all the people that love our university, love our program, love our department, this is a moment of legacy where we can all chip in and do this thing right and do it in a first-class manner that represents our great university.
That's a great word, reimagined. For somebody who's been looking at that campus and staring at that campus, been on that campus for almost 25 years, that's exactly what I was doing, going through, just looking at those renderings, going, wow, this is really cool. And Candace was talking to us, Clark, about, you know, indeed how much time she spends. I mean, it's obviously a big part of her job now, and it's more than just your football program. But, you know, you've got a football team to worry about, and you're the head football coach. But how much, you know, as you said, you did get a sneak peek, which you rightfully deserve. But how much input did you have, or did you have in all of this to get to this point where we saw all this on Friday?
Well, we obviously work together and collaborate on it, but I mean, we're working with Populous, who has just an incredible grip on this world of facility. They've designed some of the greatest in the world, and you know, they have the perfect perspective and experience to design something here that makes the statement that it needs to make. And, you know, it's fun for me to have the chance to visit with them and talk about what our competitors have done and you know, how we want to make sure that what we do has an impact beyond what our competitors have done. And, look, we don't need to put, like, putt-putt golf in. We don't need to do – I mean, we're stitched in the middle of Nashville. I think there's plenty to get done. But can we have access to everything that we need to build the best student-athlete experience in the country, all the recovery modalities, all the things that impact the player's experience in this building? You know, that is so energizing to me. And as we get into, like, the details of the interior and, you know, where the weight room, you know, is positioned or how it rolls out into the indoor, I'm sure we'll go further and need input. But right now, you know, it's in the hands of people that are plenty capable, and I've had the chance to meet with them and talk about, you know, what my vision is for it. And, you know, to this point, they've gone above and beyond even my expectations. So excited to see what's next.
We appreciate you coming on every week, and I know at times it's got to be tough, because ultimately you want these to be victories, and they're not victories, and it's not coming fast enough, but you are building a program, and you are building for the future. You've talked about that with us. With that being said, a prime example is, I think one thing that really stands out to me is this team is fighting for you, and that's obviously a good sign for you and your staff. And it was a kind of a tale of two halves, because they could have easily, if they weren't, and we've seen teams in the past, you know, that just mail it in. It's like, okay, that'll do it. This is not going our way. First half has not been great, but you come out and you play a much better second half. You limit them to 3 points, just all around much better play. And that means that's a team that's willing to fight for 60 minutes, fight to the end for you and your staff, right? That's what you're building.
Yeah, it is. And the only thing that I would correct you on is that, well, first of all, we've all seen and been a part of teams that don't have the fighting spirit. Mm-hmm. And I've been a part of great teams. I mean, we had moments at Notre Dame where, you know, we came in on Sunday and it was like a long and you know, direct conversation around, you know, why we didn't perform at a level of effort for four quarters. So that those are things, you know, competing is an emotional experience. And being that it's an emotional experience, the ability to stay focused and stay in the fight, to step back into the fire, those are representative of character. The only thing that I would correct you on is just I don't see it that these guys are fighting for me or our staff. I think that we're all fighting for each other, and I think the players see this as a brotherhood and a shared experience, and not something where, hey, we need to protect coach by being competitive. It's deeper than that. It's about, you know, how we're redefining the way that Vanderbilt football responds to adversity, how we're, you know, redefining the competitive spirit that Vanderbilt plays with, regardless of what the scoreboard tells us. And, you know, we're disappointed with Saturday because there's a 21-point swing there in the second quarter that we're not able to overcome. But our margin for error is so small, and so those little blips become turning points against us. And until we control those, we're going to be, you know, look, I'm going to have to get with you guys on Tuesdays, and it's going to, you know, it's going to be about the build. What I look forward to and why I want to have these calls every week, and I'm excited to be a part of it because I want to share the vision and the internal of the program. But I can't wait till we're on this call celebrating and talking about, you know, do you remember when back in 2021, you know, and how things have turned, and that'll happen. It'll only happen though on the back end of our continued effort and discipline, commitment to the vision. There's a lot of work ahead, but it's great work. And I've got a team that is very interested in playing hard and playing together. And we have to do the football part of it at a higher level. We have to, you know, find ways to generate pressure on the quarterback so that we don't have the you know, two pass to touchdown sequence and turn around. We got to protect the ball on offense. We can't make a decision. Kentucky was playing faster than us and they get a pick six. Next thing you know, that's 21-3. And then we turn around on offense and we go three and out and we miss it in the punt. They get a short field, and three runs later, you know, it's 28-3. And you know, we never gave ourselves a chance. And then from that point forward, the final score of the game is 14-6, Vanderbilt. So that's not to say we don't look at that and say, you know, hey, we're so close. It's the disappointment of the result, and it's say, like, how do we continue to just focus on the things that we control, that we can do at a higher level, that will allow us to be in a one-possession game in the fourth quarter? Because if we can do that, we can find a way to win. And if we can find a way to win, you know, we just keep the mojo of the program moving forward and the energy and enthusiasm around it. But, you know, we're on our way. And before we worry about results, we worry about the character of the team. And I think the character of the team was shown on Saturday in the second half.
I'm talking to Clark Lee, Vanderbilt football coach. And along those lines, you know, I look at it as you reimagine and you rebuild this culture within this program. You know, everything that we've talked about so far today, they're kind of intertwined with each other. You know, Vandy United and the facilities, I mean, that's obviously going to help in, you know, from a recruiting standpoint in showing that these prospective student athletes, like, hey, this is what you're going to get when you come to Vanderbilt, not only a great education, but, you know, these top-notch facilities. So that's obviously going to help you bring in some of these, you know, guys that can help with character and building the culture. And that's when what you're establishing here this year, you know, once that all happens, that's when it all comes together, correct?
That's right. And I think, you know, there's the rebuilds that I've been a part of in the past. So I got to Bowling Green in year four with Coach Clawson. It would have been 2012. And so, We ended up going to a bowl game that season, but he had come off two really, really challenging years prior. And yeah, it was when I first connected with Mike Elko, who was the defense coordinator there. And it was an incredible look at how persistence and commitment and doing the right things the right way, how it all works. It all fits together. It requires patience and it requires discipline, because it is human nature to want to look for the quick fix. How do we quickly get out of this? Well, something that has taken years to create is not going to take a moment to overcome. We're going to have to, and I said this in the SC Media days, this is the long, hard way. But what I learned from Dave was, and this was true of the time at Wake Forest too, what I learned from Coach Clawson was that getting the people right and getting the mindsets right and not being afraid to, for example, in 2012, we went to a bowl game, went to the Military Bowl. I believe we got beat by San Jose State in that game, and I can't remember. And then, as you guys know, I turned 40 last week, so it's all kind of running together. And then the next year, 2013, I left to go to Syracuse. And Coach Carlson and his staff stayed. And in that year transition, they replaced the guy that had started as quarterback. He was still on the roster, but they made the decision to go with the younger player. The starting running back, who was he was an all-conference player, went home to Florida. We had a starting corner that was kicked off the team and a starting defensive lineman that was removed from the program. All were like, from the outside, I'm like, oh my gosh, how are they going to overcome that? Well, the next year they win the MAC and he gets the Wake Forest job. And I think that is the recipe. That is the formula. It's a relentless commitment to the culture, to the personalities, to the mindsets. I think early in recruiting, this is about finding the builders that are out there. We're going to look for the raw material. Barton and his staff are looking for the height, weight, length, speed. You know, we're going to stay committed to that, but also want a mindset. I want guys that are excited to come in here with a blank canvas and help me and help us, you know, paint the program that we want to have, and know that we're just like when I took this job, it's like, okay, top 15 schools, stitched in the middle of Nashville, playing in the only conference that matters. All right, now you look at it and say, wow, new leadership. Chancellor Diermeier, who is so behind us, and obviously you guys know Candace well. I mean, what an absolute stud that leads our department. And then you have this convergence of resources where not only is there going to be change internally here, there's going to be change externally. I think that is exciting to the right people. And as we build with that group, that nucleus, you're going to see the results shift. And then as time goes, you're going to see us be able to recruit into the upper echelon of our league. And that is what becomes so exciting to me. But in the moment, this is about the rebuild. This is about doing the next right thing the right way. This is about keeping our head down and staying disciplined and making the decisions now that unlock the potential down the road. And if we try to circumvent steps, if we try to escape the pain that we're in right now, where it's painful as a competitor, if we just try to find a way out of it, we're not going to get this program where it can be, which we believe is to the top of the SEC.
It's interesting thinking about, you know, this and the recruiting conversation. You obviously played high school football here. So as you see this vision happen and start to see it on paper with these renderings, you know, just being able to appeal to the kids in this area, because you know the talent pool here is grown so much in the last few years with high school football. I mean, how important is that going to be just to be able to pluck kids out of Nashville?
Oh, it's huge. And that's where this becomes, to me, a different beast. I get asked a lot about how we compare to other, you know, academic institutions that are playing a high level of football. I don't think that any of those have the five-hour radius that we have in terms of our talent pool. And specifically, when you look at the population boom in Middle Tennessee, you know, but listen, what we have to do is we have to get others to reimagine this program with us. That takes vision, but there's also needs to be tangible signs of support. And that's one of the things that, you know, we can talk about till we're blue in the face regarding how much, you know, the university supports this program. But in the end, the proof becomes the, you know, of the $300 million, $100 million came right from the university. I mean, they, you know, they literally cut the check that started the whole thing. You know, Chancellor Dearmeyer's unyielding support in having these this facility go from concept to reality, and the visible signs of progress, the visible signs of investment, those things matter to people, particularly people that have been used to a program that's underperformed and have looked at it and said, hey, you know, this doesn't seem important to the university community. Now it's like there is no way to say that. This is incredibly important, and I think it's going to go a long way in energizing that talent pool to say, hey, there's something different going on at Vanderbilt. Let's go check it out and see what's going on. And then it's up to me and my staff to share that vision with them to get them connected to where this thing's headed. But, you know, I am, like, endlessly energized for where we're going. I understand exactly what we're going through. It's not – would I rather it be something where, you know, it's easier and where, you know, we're – it's, you know, like, I just waved the magic wand and came up with all the – yeah, like, absolutely. But – I don't think that's what's required here. I think what's required is that we strip this down to the studs, that we build it up, not taking any shortcuts, that our players become connected completely with the task at hand, so that when, as we redirect ourselves into year two, we are like not just dipping our toe in the water of preparation, but we're totally immersed in what that 8 months can do for us to build us into a more competitive team so that we can go chase the results that we want next year. And That will be replicated over time, and obviously the focus right now is on finishing strong. But like as far as the energy and enthusiasm behind what we're doing and what we're building, I think it's tangible when you're around our players and around our staff.
Well, we look forward to talking about the victories too with you. Go get them this week in Oxford. Thanks for doing this as always, and we'll talk to you next week.
Great to be with you guys, and look forward to that next week.
All right, that is head football coach Clark Lee at Vanderbilt. They will take on Ole Miss this week. I'm going to talk to you about my friends over at Cool Springs MD, and you've heard me talk about them for years because I've been going to them for years, and they've helped me become healthier and happier and improve my quality of life. And as we all age, aren't we all striving for that? And maybe you've tacked on some unwanted pounds. Well, they can help you in that because they've got programs and products and people that can get you back on track and headed in the right direction. Rejuvenation, your appearance is important, and it gets tougher as we age. Well, their staff will be more than happy to sit down with you and talk about PRP, hair removal, Botox, and finally hormone therapy. You know, have you ever had your levels checked? Did you know that as you age, as you get older, your levels tend to go down? And sometimes they can go down to an all-time low, which could affect your drive, it could affect your energy, it could affect your mood, it could affect all the above. And maybe you've been feeling really off lately, and they can certainly talk to you about BHRT, testosterone, estrogen. They do it all. It's Dr. Jeffrey Lodge, the board-certified physician, his wife Daphne, the registered nurse, and their experienced staff can help you in a variety of ways. They've got a state-of-the-art facility there in Cool Springs at 1642 Westgate Circle. If you want to learn everything about them, just go to their website, coolspringsmd.com, or you can pick up the phone and schedule an appointment or a consultation by dialing this number, 615-283-7291. That's 283-7291.